Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, we got our foot in the door on Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, emphasizing the Lord, who is the God of glory. On Monday, we will move ahead in this chapter, but today is an interlude. This is an interlude for the worship of the God of glory, as we reflect on a psalm. And the reason I am doing this is twofold. First, based on what was said last time, I thought it would be good to pause on a Friday and think about how we can worship God. Second, I do not want to start with my next set of insights into Genesis 12 at the end of the week, only to have to pause for the next 2 days and pick it up again after the weekend. Let's just start fresh with that on Monday. So hear now the word of God from Psalm chapter 27. I just have time to read and to discuss one verse. I'm reading from Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. As we consider this psalm, you should know that the author is David. And David begins verse 4 with this significant phrase, one thing. David writes, one thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek. I find this refreshing. One thing. Like many of you, I find life can be so overwhelming. Our lives move in a very rapid motion. But today we come to this psalm, and David's opening words cause us to stop, to pause, and to think, what is my one thing? David says he has one thing. Do you have one thing? Likely you have many things. Most of us are being run ragged with things. Things to do, things to think about, things to see, and things we hope aren't a part of our life for long, but they are here today. But David can draw his whole life together down into just one thing. And when we read on in verse 4, we find out about David's one thing. Verse 4 of Psalm 27, again, one thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. I take from this that David's one thing is to be consumed by God. David wants to be consumed by the living and almighty God, and he writes about how he will do that. Look at the text with me if you can, and see if you see what I see. David says he will be consumed by the Lord by intentionally living in his presence. He writes that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Second, he will be consumed by the Lord because he looks at God, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And third, David will be consumed by God because David always inquires of the Lord. Verse 4 continues, and to meditate in his temple. Let's take these one at a time. And the first is that David wants to be consumed by the Lord by intentionally living in his presence. Now, when we talk about God's presence, we certainly want to affirm that we're always in the presence of God. God is everywhere at the same time. This is his world, and all of us are people he has made. God sees each and every one of us, and he knows in intimate and perfect detail what we are doing and where we are all the time. This applies to people who submit themselves to God and people who reject God. But notice David writes, that I may dwell in. In other words, I am going to intentionally go into the presence of Almighty God. I am going to seek intimacy where God's presence will consume me, and that is, I'm going to God's house. Verse 4 continues, in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. You know, if you really want to get to know someone, go to his or her house. Visit with them where they live. You will see how they live, and you'll get to know that person a lot better. Their smell will be there. Pictures of their life will be hung on the walls or sitting on the mantel or presented in an album on the coffee table. When I have been invited into people's homes, I always leave with a much richer sense for who they are. Well, David's one thing is to be consumed by God, so he wants to dwell. He wants to live. He wants to continually sit in the presence of Holy God. And so David visits God's house. And you might ask, are you saying that if I want my one thing to be consumed by God, that all I have to do is go to church every day? No, I'm not saying that, because God's presence is not limited to a church building or to a church premises. God's presence is with you where you are. But the question is, are you attentive to his presence? David is saying, when I am intentional about being attentive to the presence of the living God, then he will consume me. David, back in Psalm 23, echoes this. This is a psalm many of you know. Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David is intentional about living in the presence of God. It's all throughout the Psalms. And remember his one thing, to be consumed by God. Well, what better way to be consumed by God than to intentionally live in God's presence? So, how might you and I intentionally live in the presence of God today? Do what David did. Be intentional. Let's move forward to the second one. David says he will be consumed by the Lord because he looks at God. Psalm 27, verse 4, to behold the beauty of the Lord. How does he know the Lord is beautiful? David looks at God. And when we look at God, we see his majestic beauty. But how do we look at God? God is an invisible spirit that we cannot see with our own two eyes. Neither could King David, or Abram for that matter. But David had what all Christians at present had, the gift of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. These twin gifts enable the man and woman of God to behold his beauty. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God are the gifts of God for the people of God, and this is how we see the Lord. The word here translated beauty is literally delightfulness. The Lord is delightful. He is beautiful. Nothing and no one compares to him. And when God consumes us, it is because we have beheld the beauty of the Lord. Let me give you this analogy. In Boston, there is the Museum of Fine Arts. It's one of the finest art museums in the world. And inside that building, someone who has a genuine appreciation for the world's most talented artists can go and spend days just staring at what is hanging on the walls. A connoisseur of art beholds the pure beauty of what he or she sees at the Museum of Fine Arts. Well, on a much grander scale, the worshiper of the one true God can spend hours, days, and a lifetime staring at the beauty of God. Using the gifts of God, his Spirit, and his Word, we have a picture of our God that's stunning. How about you today? Are you reading the Bible, and as you read, are you submitting yourself openly to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit to guide you through passages that reflect the grandeur of God? That is what David did. He knew it was the key to being consumed by God, which was his one thing. Yes, the beauty of the world is reflected in God's creation. Get outside and take a look around. But I submit to you the most awesome picture of his beauty is right here in the Bible. How do we know what God looks like? Our mind's eye captures his brilliance as we read this ancient but extraordinarily relevant book. In this psalm, David invites us to behold the beauty of the Lord. And now we come to the third and final way in which David will achieve his one thing. David will be consumed by God because David always inquires of the Lord. Look at or listen again to verse 4. This is still Psalm 27, verse 4. and to meditate in his temple. Notice the word meditate here. This word is better translated inquires. We can read it, and to inquire in his temple. The Lord's temple is the place where his presence, his glory appeared to the ancient Israelites like David. And so David goes to the temple to meditate, to really inquire of the Lord. Inquiry, seeking the Lord, asking the Lord questions. These are all a part of being consumed by God. We ask and he answers us. How remarkable is that? Meditation and inquiry takes time, and I believe it takes silence and solitude. You're not going to meditate on the Lord in the temple of your TV room, or with music blasting, or while you simultaneously check your Facebook and text message friends. No, God speaks in the silence. God talks to you by his Spirit in your solitude. So get alone, be quiet, think, pray, inquire. Do this one thing today. Whatever you do, do this. David's one thing is to be consumed by God. David wants to be consumed by the living and almighty God. And he writes about how he will do that. First, David will be consumed by God by intentionally living in his presence. Second, he will be consumed by the Lord because he looks at God. And third, David will be consumed by God because David always inquires of the Lord. I hope you can take what is here and use this in your life. What is said here by David has application to Abraham's life as well. My prayer is that we will use this little interlude today to worship the God of glory. He is the God who appeared to Abraham. And then I hope you'll join me again on Monday as we resume our series, God and Abraham, and as we continue to learn together, you and I, and all these other listeners, who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.